take it captive. Take it captive before it could turn into something I would regret saying or something I regret doing. But yet we have such a narrow scope. We just kind of relate it to sin. But it's, I mean, the Lord knew what he was talking about. And it's, I mean, it's related to so much more.
Our children are leaving the faith in droves.
As a result.
Oh, I got to pause here.
We're going live right now.
How can we raise our kids to stand firm, have a faith that lasts, and navigate such a time as this?
We are reporting that our nation's capital has just been
determination. You have to take the next generation.
Today in the news, COVID-19 numbers.
I'm Jake McCandless, and this is my podcast, Stand Firm Parents. We're working together to help our children have a faith that lasts.
And now, here's Jake McCandless.
Part two starts now. Welcome back to Stand Firm Parents. Hopefully you caught part one of this episode as we look beyond therapy, counseling, and medication in this series, Hello to Emotional Health. In part one, I started off by talking about how this whole series, I've made it weird. Yeah, you need to go back and check that one out. Of course, you can see this wherever you're viewing this. And of course, there's a link in the notes or comments, depending on where you're watching this, a link to view part one, and also a link where you can sign up and be a part of the more in-depth Stand Firm Parents group. Well, let's make it more weird as we look beyond therapy, counseling, and medication and continue talking about Hello to Emotional Health. Then that's just one element of how talking about how we deal with emotional health and mental health all day. That's kind of the real time, but it's a factor. And it's a chain of events, right? Because something happens. What tends to happen, right, is you've had a bad day. Things have built up at work. You come home. Something is said. You may perceive it right or wrong. Then you react, which leads to reaction, which gets worse, and then it trickles down to everything, right? Chain of events. Which all flows out of those feelings, those emotions. And so learning to, man, I'll tell you, so I'll just tell you, me and my wife had the chance to go this summer to a training. Well, it was a marriage intensive, just incredible, where we learned to identify the pain points of when you have emotional feelings. And that could like tell you like what kind of feeling, just incredible. Hope to have the instructors from that on some point to talk about that and more about that, because it was just incredible for us. But the more you can learn in that and get healthier in that, it just transcends your marriages, your relationship with your children, your relationships with everybody as you begin to then regulate. I mean, just think of that picture of my wife talking about in the classroom, because what tends to happen is, for one, a lot of the issues. And if you're a teacher, I'm sorry, a lot of the issues in classrooms aren't necessarily just the kids' behavior. A lot of times it's, as adults, we pick something that bothers us, we correct it, we point it out. It's not necessarily wrong, but it's just a preference. They get mad, it blows up, and then it triggers this chain reaction and those things. A lot of it, we make it worse in a reaction. So if you could, and not just a teacher, if it's the boss, if it's the manager, if it's the in your workplace, if you're the one that can keep calm when craziness is going on, you can download peace to the area. So that's one area of emotional conflict. But there's battles going on in our head all the time, right? So that, think about that verse, to capture every thought. And that, as I was going through this past year and a half, and I was trying to catch the emotion when it happened and change the outcome of the reaction, I was thinking about that verse, because that's what was happening. Because there would be a thought or emotion, I didn't know the right word, but that verse was like, take it captive before it could turn into something I would regret saying or something I regret doing. But yet we have such a narrow scope. We just kind of relate it to sin. But it's, I mean, the Lord knew what he was talking about. And it's, I mean, it's related to so much more. But we talk about emotional health. Another Jake story time here is, so 2016, it was a big transition in life. I had left pastoring full-time, started Stand Firm, which was just an odd thing. It wasn't this official thing. I just felt called to champion this message of remaining faithful and standing firm. And So we left the church. We were in a parsonage. We didn't have anything set up. We go live with my in-laws. And so when everybody at the house, I have to go work at, I'm working at Starbucks. I'm working at the coffee shop. And one day I'm at a big table. I'm on one end. On the other end, I hear this conversation and they're talking about fundraising, something I desperately needed. And I'm listening to the conversation. And so they get done. They pray. And I've heard Jesus mentioned a few times. So I go enter the conversation. And it turns out there was one of the leading fundraisers in Northwest Arkansas, a top-level business coach and a top-level life coach. And so I struck up this conversation. And the life coach and the business coach both said, hey, how about we have coffee? So individually met up with each of them. Couldn't afford either one of them, but they both imparted wisdom with me. Somehow I didn't connect with the fundraiser, obviously the one I needed to connect with, but I met with this life coach. And so I'm telling her what I'm doing, that I'm going around preaching, sharing to people, hey, to prepare to remain faithful. And she says, well, Jake, that's going to be hard because people do not feel worthy to hear well done. Well, that hit me a bit odd because in my circle of Christianity, when I've been around, own convictions, those type things really didn't throw out a lot of God is worthy, but me or people being worthy, we're only any worth we have is through Christ, which I think you would agree. So it didn't really click, but it was one of those divine appointments. She had no reason meeting with me and she had no reason saying some of the things she was saying. It's interesting this past year as I'm going through this learning about emotional health, that comes back. I think one of the biggest realities out there is this is true. Within Christianity, even though we're saved, even though we're in Christ, even though he has called us, we can be okay with, okay, he's forgiven me of my sins. He died for me. He's given me eternal life. I'm going to be in his kingdom forever, but yet still feel unworthy on a daily basis. And I think a big part of emotional health is just this daily struggle of, man, not feeling worthwhile, not feeling lovable, feeling insecure, even in relationships. I mean, it's so bizarre. I mean, me and my wife have been married 22 years, been together 25 years. And I think both of us could say there's probably moments where we're doubting what the other one thinks of us, which is terrible, which is ridiculous. And we're a vocal couple. We do say, I love you and seem to make that clear, but still there's so much self-doubt and all these things. And that's stuff we don't talk about. Since I'm bringing the weird and bringing the vulnerable, one of the things I have hated throughout my time in ministry is pastor gatherings. I don't know if there's a more insecure gathering of things. Man, they're probably going to take this off the air after this. But man, I think as pastors, it's probably one of the biggest struggle. And I don't know if insecurity is even the word. I don't even know. But I mean, but you just think. I mean, I know me. I mean, I feel a calling on my life, trying to be obedient. But then I know just the struggle I have every day just to try to live up to that. I mean, that would create insecurity, create all these things. And so we have these battles, and I'm not doing it justice, and I'm just trying to crack it open and say, hey, we started way out in the outer rim saying, hey, there's trauma that needs to, I was talking about EMDR therapy, but there's counseling. And I would say with emotional health, because there's so little we know, we probably ought to jump pretty quick to professional health. There's nothing wrong with that. I love how my therapist put it. We're just getting wise counsel. But there's so many layers to that. And again, I know I didn't do it justice at all, but I hope I opened your eyes. I hope I said some things that maybe you felt and you haven't said or you haven't heard said. I don't mind making it weird anymore. Thankfully, some people made it weird in my life, and my life is getting way better because I asked for some help, sought some help, because I actually have listened in and sucked it up and dealt with my feelings a little bit, and it's making life so much better for everybody because it's all connected. I want to encourage you to lean in. I feel like I was all over the place, and just as I was preparing, you're like, did you actually prepare for this, Jake? I actually did, but it's just so much that I wanted to say, and like it's just like something that's just like I can't cover all the different ways I think in which we encounter emotional health, and I feel like we've done such an injustice and how we've covered it. Like there's so many like those scriptures guard the heart. I think I have only been taught that dealt with sin. But why didn't someone say, Jake, you beat yourself up over stuff that wasn't sin? Guard your heart with that. You know what I mean? And I know I'm not the only one. Hey, I hope somehow this was a bit of help for you, this whole series. And I think one thing you can see, I'm not afraid to go there, not afraid to deal with topics that are challenging, because I believe we can be Stanford parents. I believe our children can be a Maranatha generation who is ready for Christ, who is making disciples who are ready for Christ. So I want to invite you to be a Stand Firm parent. We have weekly emails that go out. I just share my heart. It's no gimmicks, not selling stuff until it's something to sell, but it's just me sharing my heart, some insight, a little bit, fairly short every week. Coming in the first of 2026, there'll be an exclusive Facebook group, free workshops, and early access to resources. You can find the link to that in the notes or in the comments, depending on where you're watching that. I encourage you as a Stand Firm parent to take this step. You've been listening to Stand Firm Parents. Stand Firm Parents is a production of Stand Firm Ministries in partnership with LifeWord Studios, created by Jake McCandless and Brandon Harrington of Dime Collective. Again, thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe, share, and most importantly, stand firm.